guess it's all right. The history of rock and roll. Must a man walk down before they call him a man? How many seas must a white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? How many times must a cannonballs fly before they
these hip people are telling me where the answer is, but I won't believe that. I still say it's in the wind. And just like a restless piece of paper, it's got to come down sometime. But the only trouble is that no one picks up the answer when it comes down, so not too many people get to see and know it. And then it flies away again. Bob Dylan said that about Blowing in the Wind in a topical folk magazine broadside. Peter, Paul, and Mary introduced Dylan to the pop music charts in 1963. They had met the 21-year-old singer in Greenwich Village folk clubs, where they sometimes shared the same bill. Also in 63, the new Christie Minstrel scored with Green Green, featuring our lead vocal, Barry McGuire.
But Martino Valenti, I heard him singing this song in his nightclub act. I really thought it was very good, too. And I went to the Christie's with it. And
another 1963 green hit came from the Kingston Trio.
Some people say I'm a no count, others say I'm no good, but I'm just a natural born traveling man, doing what I think I should. Oh yeah, doing what I think I should. And I don't give a damn about a greenback dollar, spend it fast as I can, or a wailing song and a good guitar. The only things that I understand, oh boy, the only things that I understand, oh boy, the only things that I understand.
That same year, the Rooftop Singers introduced the sound of the 12-string guitar to popular music with a modified version of an old blues song, Walk Right In.
Everybody's talking about a new way of falling. Do you
folk section of the Rockumentary picks up on the Serendipity Singers momentarily.
Oh yes, my roof's got a hole in it.
Crooked Little Man was just about the only big commercial folk record in 1964. But change was just around the corner. 65 was the year folk and rock discovered each other. The next hour will be devoted to the words and records of Bob Dylan. But the history of rock and roll now focuses on a British singer who preceded him to popularity. A performer at first accused of copying Dylan. Donovan's career has disproved that charge. But the likeness was obvious in his first hit record from 1965.
Yellow is the color my true love's here in the morning. When we rise in the morning. When we rise, that's the time. That's the time I love the best.
The history of rock and roll.
I'll buy a Chevrolet. Buy a Chevrolet. Jersey, I won't fail ya. I won't fail you. Have no fear. We stood in the windy city, the gypsy boy and I. Walk along and talk along and live your lives quite freely. But leave our children with their toys of peppermint and candy.
You got to pick up every. They're on time.
Pretty romanticism of colors, Donovan made the first of a series of drastic switches which have revealed his versatility. He was 18 when he scored with Colors, and in the ensuing years, his records have reflected his growth. The first radical change came with a song written by Buffy St. Marie, a strongly topical number called The Universal Soldier.
He's 5'2", and he's 6'4". He fights with missiles and with spears. He's all of 31 and he's only 17. He's been a soldier for 1,000 years. He's a Catholic, a Hindu, an atheist, a Jain, a Buddhist and a Baptist and a Jew. And he knows he shouldn't kill, and he knows he always will kill you for me, my friend, and me for you. He's the universal soldier, and he really is to blame. His orders come from far away no more. They come from here and there, and you and me. And brothers, can't you see? This is not the way we put the end to war.
Much of Donovan's writing is exceptional in its feeling, even when he's obviously creating fiction. One of his most believable and moving fictions is a moody song called Young Girl's Blues.
It's Saturday night, it feels like a Sunday in some ways. If you had any sense, you'd maybe go away for a few days. Be that as it may, you can only say you are lonely. You are but a young girl working your way through the phonies. You are but a young girl and you work your way through the phonies.
The history of rock and roll. Career to a lilting picture postcard from Mexico, coming next.
We are rock and roll.
The sun was going down behind a tattoo tree. Simple act of an oar stroke put diamonds in the sea. And all because of the phosphorus there in quantity. As I dug a dig in me in Mexico.
Donovan moved beyond the strict confines of folk music in 1966 when he plugged in and used his folk-trained writing ability to construct a visionary record called Sunshine Superman. The impact of its images, the organized confusion of its impressions, and the finely tooled lyrics gave the song poetic quality, which shined through its electrified quickness. In the song, Donovan perfected his rock and roll style, a style which owes its depth to folk music.
Sunshine came softly through my window today. Could have tripped out DC, but I've changed my ways. It'll take time, I know it, but in a while you're gonna be mine, I know it. We'll do it in style.
Donovan's abilities as a composer have not escaped other performers. One of the first to redo a Donovan song was Judy Collins, who has earned a reputation as a discoverer of neglected but excellent contemporary material. In 1966, she decided to revitalize an early Donovan song, which contained a kaleidoscope of disconnected pictures, a record called Sunny Good Street.
On the Firefly. Sugar chocolate machine involved in an eating scene. Smashing into neon lights in their stoneness, smearing their eyes on the crazy cult goddess, listening to sounds of Mingus, mellow, fantastic. My, my, they sigh. My.
Sunshine Superman came a year after the first explosive merger of folk music and rock and roll, a union which provided American rock groups with a means to fight off the British invasion of musicians. The Byrds first hit on the combination, and the combination gave them their first hit, a record which Byrd Roger McGuinn discusses for the history of rock and roll.
The first recording, actually, wasn't that hard. I was scared to death. of the, you know, I think I took two Milltowns before I sang Mr. Tambourine Man. And that microphone weighed about 1,000 pounds, you know, and it was solid gold, and it belonged to somebody else, you know, a big giant octopus company, you know. And I was almost had a heart attack trying to sing that song, you know.
Documentary tells it like it was, with the Byrds upcoming in the history of rock and roll.
History of rock and roll. The reason why, oh, I can't say, I have to let you go, baby, and right away, after what you did. And I probably feel a whole lot better when you're gone. When you're gone. When you're gone.
I'll Feel a Whole Lot Better was the Byrds' second release, not as big a hit as Dylan's Mr. Tambourine Man, but the group had established its dense electronic sound, and the Byrds' biggest hit was yet to come. Pete Seeger had created a folk standard with Turn, 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 and it was almost inevitable that the first folk rock group would experiment with it. Roger McGuinn remembers when he tried it as a rock and roll number.
I was out on the road, and I was going with this girl who's now my wife, you know, and she suggested, she just said, you know, do you know Turn, Turn, Turn? And I said, yeah, you know, and I started playing it in the back of this bus, you know, we were going somewhere. And it came out like rock and roll because that's what it had been playing. So, you know, I just started to play it like I'd known it when I did it with Judy Collins and, you know, as a folk song. And I'd always liked it, but I'd found it difficult to sing in that style, you know, to everything turn, you know, that kind of. So I started doing it, you know, boom, 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 and it was a lot easier to do. And I got through singing it, and I remember saying, wow, that would be a good single.
Bob Dylan became a great fan of the Byrds as a result of their interpretation of his songs. Roger McGuinn tells about it for the History of Rock and Roll.
Met Dylan before we recorded Tambourine Man, just as we were getting together, and he came out to L.A. one time. He came down to one of our rehearsals, and we played it for him, and he said, wow, you can dance to it. You know, he was impressed by the whole thing. And then he came to see us at Ciro's later, and he didn't recognize a few of his songs that we were doing. Somebody told him later, you know, asked him later what he thought of our treatment of those songs, and he says, is that what they were? You know, he couldn't figure out what we were doing.
Meet on it.
Birds, the Turtles, Sonny and Cher, and others have proven the potency of Bob Dylan songs. 1965 turned out to be the year for Dylan to reach record buyers directly without a translator. The record that did it, Like a Rolling Stone. One-hour study of Bob Dylan continues the folk chapter of the history of rock and roll.